Thanks so much for listening to Take 10 with We Coach. A new initiative we launched in response to the given current landscape aimed at offering quick 10-minute interviews with coaches and industry influencers as we adjust to a new virtual reality. Today, I get the chance to chat with Indiana softball head coach and one of our NCAA Women Coaches Academy graduates, Shonda Stanton. Thanks, Shonda.
Megan, thanks for having me on. We appreciate your leadership. We Coach has a special place in my heart. And you know, I just thank you for the resources that you continue to provide to coaches all across the country. And I look forward to doing our chat today.
I know. And I want to know first out of the gates here, how are you holding up? How's your family holding up? How are you guys adjusting?
Well, you know, right now I feel pretty grateful. I heard a great sermon on Sunday and it was about storms, how we all go through the same storm sometimes, but we're in different boats. And maybe if I was in Florida, I'd feel like I'm on a yacht. But I feel like I don't have any holes in my boat right now. We're in a position where we can provide for ourselves. We had a closure with our team having been on the road when everything unfolded. My family is healthy and safe. And, you know, I coach softball. So when you look at the global landscape of everything going on, I feel like I'm in a pretty good boat right now. You know, maybe somebody's in a battleship. Maybe somebody is in a kayak. But we all are going through the same storm. We're just in different boats. And I think we just got to continue to row and help each other out.
As long as you have an oar and a bucket, I'll be in your boat any day.
Thank you.
But in all seriousness, describe the past 2 weeks. Like, how do you even navigate that with your team? Because you were down here in Florida.
You know what we were? We were in a Madeira Beach. And man, is that a beautiful place. Weather was awesome. So it just was nice for us to get down to good weather. We had slated on Thursday for a doubleheader and we just wanted to really kind of get out on the road on Wednesday. We have been watching things unfold. And when you're a softball coach, it's like watching the weather. You're 7 to 10 days out. You know, you're looking at the monthly forecast. When does the sun set? So you have daylight, those types of things. And so, you know, it's something that was on my mind. I kind of figured we'd get through March Madness and then things would shut down. And then when you started seeing basketball tournaments be on hold and the Ivy League canceling, you knew the nature of it was getting more and more serious by the moment. And so here we are, our team, we play a doubleheader that day. We win the first one, we win the second one. I could see on the second one, a lot more people on their phones. Even our trainer had gotten on her phone. So I knew something was up. And the irony of it, when we had gotten off the field, Skeeter in the softball world, that's how we call her. Her name's Melissa Gentile. She used to coach at Eastern Michigan and she had her program drop suddenly due to budget constraints. And so she was the one to deliver the news to us what the Big Ten had just put out in the NCAA. And I thought, you know, here's the irony of it. You know, someone who had gone through that alone had a season abruptly halted. You know, here we are, everybody's going through the same thing and we have a lot of support. And you know what did she do? She didn't just, you know, she didn't sit around and complain. She moved and she got after it. And it's just an indication of everything's going to be okay. When I saw, here's a woman who stood before me, who had her season abruptly ended, her career ended. And what'd she do? She runs 8-week tournaments down in beautiful Madeira Beach. And so I knew I'd be able to talk with our team and be in a good place.
And how did your team take it? Describe that first meeting.
Well, we had come off the field there and, you know, we had them go to the shade area to have our post-game chat. And I quickly grabbed, had our parents come together by the dugout. And we had let them know what we were going to talk to our student athletes about, their daughters, just that we would need their support. And just, you know, anything we could do to come alongside them, to come alongside their daughters. And so I think when I had that quick conversation, it was a brief 30-second conversation when we were walking over to our student athletes. I think they were well aware of what was going on. You know, and I tell you, in that moment when I told them, the crying and the unease and the frustration was no different than of a lot of situations that I've walked through as a coach. And I think anybody that's been coaching a long time, you know, I've been in the business 20 plus years, you know, you sit through a lot of things, whether it's sudden death that I've experienced with athletes, whether it's unplanned pregnancies, mental health issues. And there's a lot of loss there. And so I think in that situation, you know, I was prepared as well as my staff. I have a phenomenal staff. I really believe we were prepared to just love and lead them. And so I remember a great comment that Marlene actually had shared with me when it was prior to going to speak at a player's funeral. And she had said, Shonda, honor the pause. And I think for me, that's always difficult. I talk very fast, very continuously. I'm go, go, go. And I think in that moment when I shared with our team what was going on and the cries happened, I honored the pause. And I just allowed them to lean into their teammates, to hug on each other, see their families, talk with their families. And so we just spent a little bit of time there at the field where then I gathered my staff And it was, what's important now? How are we going to win the day? And, you know, I think when you look at circumstances, it's all about how can you celebrate these young women who mean so much to your program. You know, these seniors who we think, you know, at that point in time that their season is over and that they aren't going to have another opportunity. And so that was the mode that we got in then, is we made sure our athletes were taken care of. They went back and had dinner. And then my coaches and I and other people, our whole team, we call it the pit crew. You know, that's everybody. Your video guy, your sports information person, your trainer, you know, everybody involved in your program, your pit crew. We all got to work and we celebrated our team. It was a phenomenal night, and we can talk about that in a minute, but I'll go ahead and let you go. Keep leading this thing.
Well, yeah. So only because I know this, because you reached out to me and getting connected with Michelle, talk about how you honored your seniors.
Yeah, you know, we were sitting there and I reached out to you to find out, you know, we knew Michelle Smith, you know, lived in the area and had an event space in the area. And so as I was texting you, reaching out to see, hey, can you connect me with Michelle? Kendall, my associate coach, was already on the phone with the West events and was able to get connected to both Lori and Michelle. And I tell you, that's the power of who in action right there, where, you know, you believe in this life sometimes that you got to network and get to know everybody that you can and just hustle and hustle. And it really, the power of who was exhibited and so evident. It's, you know, I have my circle, you have your circle, and all I got to do is reach out to the people within my circle, and then I know everybody I need to know. And so, you know, you had texted right back and said, you know, I'll make sure she takes good care of you. And I tell you, they did. They were absolutely phenomenal. You know, and I think if you look at her Twitter, it says something about helping others. I tell you, they provided such a wonderful space, and it's a beautiful venue for us to celebrate our student athletes. So in less than 24 hours, we had put together a banquet that I think will be hard to ever rival. I don't know if we'll ever have a venue as beautiful as that. The sun setting in Madeira Beach. There was cornhole and Jenga. They brought in a guy to sing with entertainment. And so they just thought of every little detail. We were out doing our thing and getting everything ready. So it was a special night. We had people working on video. We had people working on the script. We had a program put together. I mean, it was a legitimate banquet in less than 24 hours. Our seniors, every one of them spoke. All five of them got up there. And I was so proud of them. You know, it wasn't a moment where they got up there and complained or poor me, you know. It was all about celebrating what it means to wear the Indiana script and how grateful and thankful they are for Team 47. And it was awesome just to hear the moments and the memories that they shared. So, I mean, it was an incredible night. So, I appreciate, you know, you reaching out too and helping us on that end. But I tell you, I can't thank Lori and Michelle enough for everything they did to provide that venue for us.
That's awesome. I mean, I saw a little bit on social. It just looked like a spectacular evening.
It was.
And another example, well, I was just going to say another example of honoring the pause, right? Like, we can probably see how this is going to play out a number of times here, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that point in time for us, you know, we knew we were going to have to get back to campus pretty quickly. And so, you know, I am thankful that I'm humbled and honored to work for Indiana University. And I believe we have great leadership here from our president on down, our AD, my direct report. I reached out to him and said, you know, hey, this is kind of how we'd like to approach things. It's going to be tough to move 33 some people in our travel party immediately. We want to stay direct into Indy. We don't want to be sitting in airports. And so, you know, we felt that that was the okay and right thing to do. And so we just did, we took pause and we had the wonderful banquet. Then we were able to spend a whole day at the beach, and then we headed home. And I think by the time we got home, that was good timing as well, because everything at that point really started to unfold. Whereas prior to that, it was changing for everybody, you know, on the hour. You hear all these other stories where it's, hey, we're going to, you know, do this. Then all of a sudden they have to adjust. And then another, you know, news information comes out, and it's happening in real time where athletes are reading it on social media. So you don't even have that much time to prepare. But for us, we were in our own little bubble or our own little cocoon where we just honored the pause and we celebrated each other. And, you know, we were grilling out and having a good time. We conducted exit interviews. So when we came home, we just advised them, take your stuff home with you, you know, move out. And that was before we had even gotten word that our dorms were closing. We were able to really be prepared and kind of get that 2-second advantage maybe that some other people didn't get.
Yeah, for sure. And now that everyone is at home, how are you engaging the team?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is engaging them. We have these brave groups that I've mentioned before, but basically there's five groups and they're divided up into them. It's behaviors, relationships, accountability, values, and environment. And you know what the neat thing is we had met the other day on a Zoom call and we had given them some direction and we said, hey, take your time over the next week to get with your brave groups. And we gave them a little bit of direction. So for example, with the relationships group, we had said, why don't you guys figure out how you're going to focus on your family over the next month, and then also how we're going to engage as a team. And immediately I got a response back from the leader of the relationship group, and she said, we'd like to focus on our little sisses. And that's a program that we have where we have over 100 young little girls in the community. And we had sent a letter out when we were traveling back. We had had them each write their last letter, and then we had typed something up saying, hey, this is the end of the little sis program. And so here, you know, our student athletes, we didn't direct them to do that, and that's what they want to do. And so I'm excited that they just want to continue to pour into others in this time. And I thought that was a great idea. You know, the environment group, they're coming up with themes when we have a Zoom call. And I think that's going to be fun to do. The behaviors group, you know, they're talking about how can we help each other with routines and schedules. And so we're just giving the charge to them. I think our strength coach, JD O'Brien, has done a phenomenal job. They're using an app right now where they're keeping them engaged, because I think it's very important this time that we sweat. Not on others or on other people's equipment. But there's enough space in your own area to be able to get after it. And so, he's setting up Zoom times where they're getting together on those calls. And, you know, our athletes still feel engaged and plugged in. And, you know, even though it's a new normal, we feel pretty good about where we are.
That's awesome. And certainly, you know, you're very visible on social. So I do keep a little bit of a pulse on you. I'm interested to know, what have you found the most challenging being away?
Oh gosh. It's a very interesting routine. The other day I was cleaning out our pantry, and believe me, I was scrubbing baseboards with Murphy's oil soap and just kind of getting after it around the house. And my 13-year-old daughter came in and she said, oh, I'm glad you're doing the pantry. That's normally something I do. And then it's a mess the next day. I think for me, it's just staying busy and, it's odd, but I tell you, I've really enjoyed the pause. I've enjoyed the reset with my family. And, you know, I think this is a time for all of us. I know we invest so much time and we think what we do is so very important, and it is. You know, I say all the time, we're not, you know, only softball coaches, but we're dream makers. And we pour into young people who, you know, have all their hopes and dreams ahead of them. But at the end of the day, there's so much more to life. You know, I'm more than a softball coach. And so I am really actually not struggling too much right now. I'm enjoying this time to lean into my family. You know, last night I was playing Super Mario Kart. I was awful. I go from periods of time where I try and work out and, you know, times where I'm very sedentary. But I was doing this penalty box workout. My young son was doing it with me, and I thought my feet were moving much faster than they were. And I thought I was much more agile than I am. So that was disappointing. And then I hop on Mario Kart and my kids just killed me. I'm in a good place right now. And, if there's any coaches out there struggling, I hope we can connect, because I think we're all, like I said at the beginning, we're all going through the storm, you know, at different times. And for right now, I feel like I'm kind of at the end of, I'm seeing the rainbow. I'm not getting pelted by the heavy rains. You know, I feel like I'm in a good place.
Well, I hate that our 10 minutes went so fast. You know, I adore you. Thanks for sharing your insight and perspective. A lot of great nuggets, I think, that can help our coaching community out there for all of our listeners.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you. You keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Stay safe, stay healthy.
As you as well.
Thank you.